So, turkey sides. And staying with birds, across this country, Americans on both sides of the aisle are absorbing the results of the 2016 presidential election. But our neighbors to the north have just experienced a stunning electoral upset of their own. After a grueling two-year campaign, a new victor emerged last night in Canada. Yes, I'm referring to the gray jay, which has been named Canada's national bird by the Royal Canadian Geographic Society, beating out the loon, the snowy owl, both of whom are heavily featured on Canadian gift shop mugs, and Canadian geese, all of whom seem to have moved south. But anywho, here's where we come to Canada's version of the Electoral College. The loon and snowy owl did win the popular vote of nearly 50,000 online votes cast, but the gray jay, also known as the whiskey jack, stunningly came out on top after much debate by the public and a panel of experts. Here's ornithologist and McGill University Emeritus Professor Dr. David Bird, no relation, of course, on The Choice.
Well, the reason this bird snuck in, I assembled a team of ornithologists and birdwatchers from coast to coast, and we call ourselves Team Grey Jay, and we really campaigned hard to get people to vote for this bird. The reason that it snuck in is because the common loon is already Ontario's bird, and the snowy owl, which was in second place, is Quebec's bird. And so I think it was appropriate to pick something fresh and new. I mean, when we picked the flag for our country, we didn't elevate the flag of Ontario or the flag of Quebec to become our national flag. We chose something fresh and new, and that's what we're doing here with the gray jay. So I sort of divided and conquered.
Well, but tell us about the bird. We only know that our colleague, who's from Canada, says it will eat sandwiches when you're hiking. This is what we know about the gray jay. So let us know more.
The neat thing about the gray jay is that it's an extremely hardy bird. It does not migrate south like a lot of other birds, including the loon. It stays in Canada year-round. Its range almost mirrors that of all of our country's borders, and it's found in every province and every territory. But it's an extremely hardy bird. It breeds at temperatures as low as minus 30 degrees centigrade. Mm. And secondly, it's a very, very friendly bird, as you said, coming down to people's hands at picnic centers and ski trails and so on. And it's also extremely smart, being a member of the corvid or crow family, smartest birds on the planet. So you've got hardy, you've got friendly, and you've got smart, and that, to me, epitomizes the average Canadian.
That's a bumper sticker right there.
I think so, yeah.
Well, Dr. David Bird, congratulations. We know that the government has to endorse the pick for the national bird, and everybody's hoping that this can happen by your country's 150th anniversary next year. Congratulations on your winning campaign. And I can't believe we're talking to Dr. Bird about a bird, but there you have it. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. I really appreciate you calling.